So Matt, what about chemoradiation therapy, locally advanced disease with durvalumab and people with EGFR and ALK and targetable mutations? Yet half of the audience is saying they would not use durvalumab in these patients. What do you think, Matt?
I don't see any reason to limit it. I think that the degree of benefit towards a curative opportunity has been really profound. And realizing that the fraction of people who have EGFR, ALK, altered disease, I think the fraction that will truly benefit from durvalumab is probably small, but I think the risks are also small. And if they are that small fraction of people that are cured as a result of it, this is tremendous. And nobody's been cured with a TKI so far. So I think for me, given the data, given the sort of enrollment across all these molecular markers, and the fact that there was sort of a trend towards improvement in the EGFR mutant population, makes me want to do it.
So as Corey was saying, now we're layering on another therapy on top of a therapy that we know is going to cause problems over, you know, the next 6 months or even longer. So we said, Corey, what about the patient who's having esophagitis? Obviously very common with chemoradiation. Interestingly, a quarter of the audience would not give durvalumab in a patient having esophagitis. Corey, agree or disagree?
Esophagitis is generally time limited, occurs toward the end of chemoradiation, may peak a bit afterwards, but then die down. And I'm not aware of this agent particularly exacerbating esophagitis. So I would plunge ahead.